Yes, it may help you to feel more inspired in a different environment. Maybe you need to change your circle. That's another part of changing your environment. Are you surrounding yourself with people who lift you up, who breathe life into you, who say kind things to you, who make you feel like you want to be better and do better for yourself?
You're listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, a community that connects you with the resources you need to take the hustle out of solopreneurship. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a new Streamline Your Business Bootcamp that'll walk you through how to increase your income while decreasing the amount of time you spend working in your business. Subscribe to our email list today using the link in the description for this episode to get instant access to our free Streamline Your Business Bootcamp. All right, let's jump into this week's episode.
Hey y'all, welcome to episode 157 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. So today's episode is all about how to breathe new life into your business if you find yourself feeling uninspired, unmotivated, or just kind of complacent. So this episode, I was inspired to record based on a conversation I had with one of my friends last week. We were talking about how, you know, we're so passionate about what we do in our businesses, but often as solopreneurs, there comes a point where our business and our passion starts to kind of feel like a job that we're going through the motions with. It doesn't feel quite as fun and as exciting as it did when you first started. It's kind of like in a relationship where in the beginning, you're kind of in that honeymoon stage where everything is fun and new and exciting, and you just have those butterflies. And it's kind of like that with our businesses. When we first start, we feel like on top of the world, we feel like a CEO. But, you know, a year or two later, when you're in the thick of it and, you know, you have all the responsibilities of being a solopreneur weighing on your shoulders, it doesn't always feel fun and exciting like it used to. Like a relationship 2 years in, after you've been married for a while, or you're kind of used to that person, y'all have been living together, you're in a relationship, and it's become a long-term relationship, you don't have those same butterflies as you had on day one. I still have butterflies with my husband, and we've been together almost 10 years, but it's not the same types of butterflies I had when we were 18, and we were dating, and we were in college. You know, it was just different. And so, just like we do with our relationships, we have to keep those alive and spicy so that we still feel something. We have to do the same things with our business. So today we're going to talk about how to breathe new life into our businesses if we find ourselves feeling a little bit stale and complacent. We have to keep it spicy. But before we do that, I want to remind you all that tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am doing a free live webinar for our Solopreneur Hustle community about how to start an online course, how to create an online course, how to get started with selling a digital product. I want to help you turn your knowledge into an online course, and I'll be sharing how I shifted my business from primarily doing one-on-one coaching and live courses to making most of my income now passive by selling online courses and digital products. So if 2023 is the year that you want to create more freedom for yourself as a solopreneur, you want to create a way to make money that doesn't involve constantly putting in time and work, then selling a digital product sounds like a good fit for you. And you may want to create an online course. So if you think you might be interested in creating an online course for your business, but you don't know where to begin, then you need to be in my free live webinar. If you aren't able to make it tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, then there will be a replay available. But in order for me to send you the replay, I need you to register for the course. So you can click the link down below in the description for this episode where you'll find the registration link so you can go ahead and snag your seat. If you aren't able to see the description for some reason, I also put the link to registering for the course in our Instagram bio. It's in our link tree. So you'll see a little button in our Instagram bio where you can click from our link tree and register. All right, I hope to see some of you all there. I'm looking forward to connecting with you all and talking all things online courses. All right, on to today's content. All right, so when you're a solopreneur and a business owner, when you start feeling tired of what you do, or you start feeling unmotivated or stale. It's not like when you're in corporate America and you can just quit your job and find something else, you know? The interesting thing about being a business owner is that it's just not something where you can like pull out the plug and just end it all and start something else. It's not that easy. And so when you're a business owner and you start to feel a little bit stale or complacent or unmotivated, what do you do to switch things up? You know, you can't just go out and start applying for jobs and hope that you'll find something that feels like a better fit. We as solopreneurs have to kind of create our own elevation. We have to give ourselves promotions or a new position within our business if we find that what we're doing today isn't motivating or inspiring us to live our best life anymore. So how do you know when it's time to breathe new life into your business and switch it up? And what can it look like to breathe new life into our businesses and switch it up? We're going to talk about that today. So I want to begin with identifying some of the emotions or feelings or thoughts you could be having that I've had myself when I knew it was time to breathe new life into my business. Number one, you start to feel bored. So there've been lots of times in my journey as an entrepreneur and solopreneur, really, where I find myself just starting to feel bored with my day to day. Prime example. So when I graduated from college, really my first legitimate business was a brand development company, and I was designing websites and making flyers and logos and stuff for entrepreneurs. I really just did that until I could figure out really what I wanted to do. I had the skill, and so I was just, it was really more of a side hustle. I was doing a few other things at the time, but I was good at web design. I was good at making logos. I was good at, you know, graphic design. I was good at Photoshop. But after 2 years of doing that consistently, I started to feel bored. I felt complacent. I felt like there was more out there for me. So, you know, it's time to breathe new life into your business if you feel like you're just not reaching your greatest potential. What you're doing isn't making you feel inspired. It's not making you feel confident. You just feel bored, like you're going through the motions. Number two, the second feeling I've experienced that you may be able to relate to when I knew it was time to breathe new life into my business is that I just started feeling unmotivated. I knew that there were things that needed to get done, but it was like, oh my God, like peeling myself out of the bed in the morning just to get it done. And you know, a part of feeling demotivated sometimes comes from mental health challenges. Like thinking back to the moments where I felt unmotivated or uninspired, I think a part of that had to do with depression. But another part of it had to do with the fact that I just needed to breathe new life into my business. I'd been doing the same thing consistently for years, and it just didn't make me feel joy anymore or excitement. It was just something to do. And it's not that what I was doing wasn't important. It's not that it wasn't making me money. It's not that I wasn't making a big impact. It was just that going through the motions of doing the same thing over and over again just didn't feel fun anymore. So I felt unmotivated. So I think one thing that helped me identify why I felt unmotivated was going to therapy. So since we talked about, I threw in that mental health plug there just a second ago, go to therapy and talk to someone if you are just always feeling unmotivated and uninspired about your business, about everything, you know, like that should be kind of a signal that you need to talk to someone about how to re-spark joy in your life, not only in your business. I mean, therapy just changed my life. So that's just a little therapy plug. I am in no way, shape, or form a mental health professional, but I always encourage my family and friends and people that are important to me to go to therapy and talk to someone if you find yourself just feeling unmotivated in general. But if you're feeling unmotivated in your business specifically, and you don't find that you're feeling unmotivated in other areas of your life, then you may want to consider breathing new life into your business using some of the strategies that I'm sharing here today. And then the third feeling that I experienced when I knew that it was time to breathe new life into my business is that I didn't find joy in my work anymore. It felt like I was sharing before, something to do. I was bored. I didn't feel excited to get up and do what I did. I knew that it was something I was passionate about, but I just didn't feel so much joy in it as I used to. And so if you can relate to any of what I just shared, if you felt that too at one time or another in your journey as a solopreneur, or maybe you're feeling some of this right now, I just want to affirm for you that there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing here to feel guilty about. I think sometimes when we put our all into our business and then we find ourselves feeling unmotivated, we beat ourselves up about it. Like, oh, I need to go harder. I need to work harder. I'm not working hard enough. But at the end of the day, we're human. And even if we do something we love, and even if we love our clients to death and we love our business and it's our baby, there'll be days where we feel inspired and motivated. And there will be days where we just have to press on because we don't feel like doing anything. It's just a part of life, you know? And so I think sometimes what causes us to end up in a space where we feel like we need to breathe new life into our business is one, complacency. So complacency isn't always a bad thing. Maybe you found yourself in one space because you needed to be there and you needed to be that person for the season you were in then. And now in 2023, you're recognizing that it's time for some change. Complacency isn't a negative thing. You were who you were in 2022 because you needed to be her. And maybe this year it's time to show up as you 2.0. Or maybe you're feeling now like you need to breathe new life into your business because you're stuck in your comfort zone and it's time to finally break free from your comfort zone and do something different. Maybe the comfort zone you're in right now wasn't always your comfort zone, but after staying in that place for a few years, you're realizing that, okay, I'm comfortable where I'm at now. This used to feel hard. Now it feels easy. It's time to take it up a notch. It's kind of like when you work out, and when you first started working out, maybe lifting 20 pounds was a struggle. And then after 6 months, now 20 pounds feels easy. So it's time to add on some more weights. Now maybe you can lift 40 pounds and that may feel hard. And it's time to lift 40 until 40 feels easy. Then you'll take it up to 60, you know? So maybe you're feeling like you need to breathe new life into your business because you've now reach your threshold of what's comfortable, and it's time to now move beyond that. So there are lots of reasons why we may need to breathe new life into our business, or we may be feeling unmotivated, but those are just a few that when it boiled down to it for me, were some of the reasons why I realized that it was time for me to switch it up. So now I want to share three strategies you can use to get your spark back if you're feeling complacent, bored, unmotivated, if the joy isn't there anymore. I think these strategies will help you to rediscover the joy and excitement that you had for your business when you first started. All right, here's my first tip. Take a class or go to a business event where there will be inspiring people there. Maybe an inspiring speaker. Maybe you'll just be surrounded by other entrepreneurs who have great energy, who are doing big things. I promise you all, when I'm feeling unmotivated or uninspired, going to one event is all it takes to take me back to where I'm feeling excitement about my business. Oh my gosh, every time I leave an event, I have all these ideas flowing. I'm back in my creative space, you know? I'm even getting chills talking about it because that feeling is one that I just can't even explain. Like, I go to events sometimes feeling like, oh my gosh, this week has been such a drag. But after networking and having conversations with other entrepreneurs, I just start feeling so motivated and inspired. So if you are feeling just stale, you can't come up with ideas, your creative energy isn't flowing like it used to, go to a local business networking event or somewhere where there's going to be a keynote speaker. Go ahead and buy your ticket to that conference you've been saying you wanted to go to but haven't. Find a business friend to get brunch with. Do something where you're surrounded by boss energy. And that should motivate you to want to do something in your business. You'll start coming up with ideas you never thought about, or you'll start thinking about things that weren't even on your radar, all because you surrounded yourself with some boss energy. Take a class, go to an event, go to a conference, get out of your day-to-day environment, and experience something new around different energy. All right, here's my second tip that you can use to get your spark back. Create a new product or service, or start offering a new product or service. So maybe you're feeling complacent because you're selling the same things over and over again. Now, I'm not condoning shiny object syndrome by telling you to just start coming up with random products every time you get bored. That's not what I'm saying. But when I think back to when I felt unmotivated when I was doing website design, I felt unmotivated. A part of that came from the fact that I was just tired of cranking out websites and I wanted to use my creative energy to do something new. So it was in that season that I started creating online courses. And that's when I discovered my love for teaching. I realized that I love teaching. I love sharing information. I love creating content. That was the first time I'd gotten into content creation. And from there on, things just kind of took off for me. I had to breathe new life into my business and discover that there were other types of products and services I wanted to sell that brought me more joy. I'm not coming up with a new product every time I get bored. That's not what I'm saying. But if you find yourself feeling complacent, maybe it's time to revamp your product or service offerings. As an entrepreneur, I know for sure y'all can relate. Creating a new product is so exciting. As entrepreneurs, as solopreneurs, as business owners, we love to create. My husband banned me from coming up with any new products or services a few years ago because he was like, Nia, like, you can't keep doing this. I know you have a never-ending stream of ideas, but enough is enough. You need to focus on selling what you're currently offering before you start creating something new. So I say that to say that as an entrepreneur, there's nothing more exciting. There's nothing that sparks more joy than being creative and using our gifts to create something that we know people want and need. So if things are feeling stale for you, consider revamping your product or service offering so that you're selling things that you're excited about. All right, here's my third strategy you can use to get your spark back. Revamp your schedule. So you may find that you're feeling complacent, uninspired, or bored because the way you're carrying out your day-to-day life is just time. It's time for it to go. You know, it's time for a new schedule. It's starting to feel too routine. So much so that, I mean, it's just like going through the motions, like you're on autopilot every day. So is there a way you can revamp your schedule or switch it up so that you're not feeling like a robot every day? So are you working out at night? Can you try working out in the morning instead to kind of kickstart your day? Or in the morning, what is your morning routine? Are you eating breakfast first thing? Are you incorporating listening to a podcast in the morning? Can you take a walk in the morning to get your day started? Or even midday, can you incorporate something different? Like one thing that I'm incorporating into my weekly schedule, once a week is going to an exercise class. So I realized that, I have all this freedom and flexibility as a solopreneur, but I'm kind of running my life like I have a 9-to-5 job. I get up at 6:30 a.m. I work out. I eat breakfast. I start my day at 8:30. Why am I doing my schedule like this if I don't have to? I want to be one of the girlies out there taking Pilates at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. And I can do that because I have the schedule to allow for that. And so I decided that this was the year I was going to use the flexibility and freedom I have to my advantage and do fun things with my schedule that other people can't do. So for me, I usually work out in the morning. I'm switching it up at least once a week to do an exercise class mid-afternoon to just power me through the day, just something exciting and fun to switch it up. So is there a way you can revamp your schedule so that you're bringing some fun and something different into your life that's out of your normal routine? Maybe it's brunch with one of your friends during the week instead of just doing that on the weekends. You know, how can you revamp your schedule? And then the last strategy that I want to share with you all that I think may help you get your spark back, and this one is huge for me: change your environment. So for me, changing my environment is often twofold. When we say change our environment, often what comes to mind first is the physical environment. Oh, let me work in a different space. Let me go to a coffee shop. Let me go to a co-working space and work there. Let me rent an office. Let me go work outside and get some fresh air. Yes, that's a part of changing your environment. But another aspect of our environment that we miss sometimes is our mental environment. What are we consuming? What are we letting into our world? Where are we letting people overstep our boundaries? And is that contributing to why we're feeling a little bit down? Are we letting our clients run over us? And that's why we hate our business right now. I went through a season where I wasn't enjoying my business, not because of the work, but because of people I was allowing to control me and overstep my boundaries. And so, yes, it may help you to feel more inspired in a different environment. Maybe you need to change your circle. That's another part of changing your environment. Are you surrounding yourself with people who lift you up, who breathe life into you, who say kind things to you, who make you feel like you want to be better and do better for yourself? Maybe changing your circle can be a part of changing your environment. Maybe you're working from home 24/7 and home just doesn't feel like a place where you're inspired right now. So can you at least once or twice a week go work from a coffee shop or go work outdoors at a picnic table in the park? You know, find a place where you feel like your best self, where you feel inspired and motivated, and open up your laptop and work there. Maybe it's traveling that makes you feel inspired and motivated. So work on the go. Go, if you have the flexibility and freedom to do this, travel somewhere and, you know, go somewhere for a week or two to just kind of like get out of your regular routine. And maybe that'll help you to get your spark back. Go on a trip. I feel like every time I go on a trip or a vacation, I come home feeling like I need a vacation from my vacation. But I also come home feeling inspired because I had a break to kind of step away from everything and just think and decompress. So maybe it's a trip that can help you. Maybe you can change your environment that way. But I think one thing environment wise that's made a huge impact for me has been changing my mental environment in terms of what I consume. So what are you letting into your space and your mind and your spirit the moment you open your eyes? You know, are you using affirmations to guide you? Are you spiritual? Are you reading scriptures first thing in the morning? Are you journaling? Are you putting notes in your phone if you're not into journaling? Are you saying a prayer first thing to get your day started? How are you setting intention for your day by what you consume? Are you consuming the negativity that we're always bombarded with on the news and on social media first thing? You'd be really surprised how what you consume and what you surround yourself with affects your motivation towards your goals and dreams. If you're always surrounding yourself with negativity, you're going to find yourself feeling more negative about your life and your business. So there may be someone or something that you need to remove from your day-to-day life and consumption and environment in order to feel more joy, more peace, and more motivation about your goals. So think about that, consider that, and maybe that may help you get your spark back, eliminating some things from your life that are weighing you down. All right, those are all of my tips for today. Again, you may find that 2023 is the year that it's time to breathe some new life into your business. As a solopreneur, it's normal to find ourselves feeling, you know, bored or unmotivated or uninspired. And there's nothing wrong with you if you feel like that. That's okay. So just to recap the strategies I shared with you all today, if you are looking to get your spark back, take a class or go to a business event where you'll be surrounded by boss energy. Find your community, go on Facebook, look up local events for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, women entrepreneurs, wherever your community is, find it. And if you can't find that community in person, find it virtually. Not connecting with people because they're not in your city is not an excuse or a reason to not find your tribe. So join a Facebook group. I joined a Facebook group last year called Luxury for Black Girls. I don't know if any of y'all are in there, but in that group, I always feel motivated and inspired by women who are doing boss things. So another strategy I shared, create a new product or service, blow the dust off your services and offer something new that gets you feeling excited. Revamp your schedule if you're feeling like a robot on autopilot. Maybe it's time to switch it up and do something different, and then change your environment, change your consumption patterns, and surround yourself with things and people that serve you and your future, not your past. All right. I hope you all enjoyed these tips. I hope you breathe new life into your business this year. If you find yourself feeling complacent, as a reminder, my webinar is tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us to learn how to create an online course. This webinar is free for our Solopreneur Hustle community, and it'll be on Zoom. So you can click the link down below in the description for this episode or visit our Instagram bio to get the link to snag your seat for this webinar. And then also, if this episode resonated with you, please share it with a boss friend. It would also be very helpful if you leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app. If you're listening on your iPhone, there's a little purple app called Podcast on your iPhone. It comes with every iPhone. So if you could go in there and search for the Solopreneur Hustle Podcast and leave us a review, that would be super helpful. And with that, that's all for this week. I hope y'all have a good week, and I hope to hear from some of you all. If you enjoyed this episode, send me a DM on Instagram if you'd like to reach out and introduce yourself. And with that, I'll talk to you all next week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. To stay connected between episodes, subscribe to our email list using the link in the description for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Solopreneur Hustle. And don't forget to share the Solopreneur Hustle podcast with a boss friend. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Until next time.